This is going to be huge. The Red Nose Muscle Rowers, they're going to be taking on a massive journey to raise funds for Red Nose Foundation. Here to talk more about it is one of the rowers herself. It is Elle Panowitz. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. Now, look, this is a huge row that you guys are about to embark on. Tell us
you
a little
girls,
bit about
we
it.
Should say.
You girls are going to take it. Tell us about it. What's happening? What are you guys doing?
So basically we're rowing from Victoria down to Tasmania, which sounds a little tough, but we are sort of island hopping in between Victoria and Tasmania, and on the way we're hoping to raise money for the Red Nose Foundation.
So incredible.
It's a big journey.
Big journey, yeah, 320 k's across the Bass Strait, incredible, on what is called a traditional surf boat. If people aren't familiar, what is a surf boat?
So it's a traditional vessel that they would have used to rescue people before we had motorised boats for surf rescue. Mostly we use them now for fun and competition, and traditionally you only have four rowers and one sweep, and our teams that we're taking across, it'll be eight rowers and two sweeps, so we'll swap in and swap out once we get a little bit tired.
Oh, cool. All right, that's cool to know. And this hasn't been attempted before by an all-female crew, which is what you have. How or why did this come about? Mm. What made you guys, girls, want to take on this challenge?
We actually had some boys go before us last year, so they've kind of paved the way. But in surf boats, it is actually traditionally a male sport. So we've been fighting for about 20, 25 years to get acceptance, which is really good.
Wow.
And I think we are accepted in the sport. It's kind of nice as a girls' crew to be able to just do it and say that we have actually done it and not just the boys can do it.
Mm.
So it is seven rowers, you girls, just smashing it. Did you want to run us through the members of the rowers?
Some of the girls I actually haven't met personally.
Oh.
Because they're down south. And we're actually having one of our first get-togethers in October. So I've either raced against them or know of their crews simply because we vary in ages, basically, from around mid-20s to I'm probably the oldest at 50. Some of the girls, I haven't met face-to-face. We've all met on Zoom and stuff like that because we've been planning. But, yeah, our first get-togethers in about 4 weeks.
Wow, that's cool. I love that. And look, so the Bass Strait, it's about 320 k's that you're going to be taking on this challenge. How long will that trip take you to complete?
We're hoping, if the weather is with us, about 8 days. But obviously we won't set out each day if the weather is not being friendly.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make it to the island and to the finish. So I think last time that when the boys did it, they had a couple of days where they couldn't start off the next day because the weather just wasn't nice. But 8 to 12 days, we're hoping.
And look, Elle, it's all for the Red Nose Foundation. What's the meaning behind you guys choosing to do this one?
Actually, some of our members have actually lost, even though we're over 20, 99% of us. Some people have actually lost siblings to SIDS or cot death. And so for some of the members, it's actually close to heart. To me, I'm actually a midwife, and so it is still something that's very close to my heart as well, even though I haven't lost any family members. So for most of the teams, it's to do with, personal challenges that they've faced in their life or their parents have faced. Mm. That's why we've picked that charity.
And people can support and fundraise and help you get there. So GoFundMe, the Red Nose Muscle Rowers, Muscle, M-U-S-S-E-L.
Beautiful. Elle, good luck to you and the other six rowers. You're going to do us so proud. And again, enjoy the ride. It should be a good one.
Thank you, guys. We'll keep you up to date.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.